Welcome to thegodshow.us daily, the only arena where 15 wisdom traditions enter and your carefully managed self-image does not leave.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one question gets run through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, when I realize I have been more devoted to being good than to being real, what have I been protecting others from? Maybe the question is, what does performing goodness actually cost everyone in the room? Or, if your realness is the gift, why have you been withholding it? Or more simply, who was the careful version of you actually for? Let's sit with that. Okay, so every tradition heard this question and essentially said, you were not protecting them. You were protecting you. Islam calls it protecting your fitra, the nature God breathed into you before your first carefully chosen word. And it says that managing that nature before offering it is a kind of shirk against the self God made, not humility. Idolatry of your own performance. Christianity is just as blunt. Stop performing the resurrection. Let them see the cracked clay. Let them touch the wound. Both traditions are saying the same move. What you called love was actually self-concealment dressed in generosity.
Judaism makes it more interesting, though. It is not just that you hid. It is that no one ever had to wrestle with your actual weight. Yaakov at the Jabbok Ford, refusing to let the angel go until he got the blessing. That is what intimacy costs. Judaism asks, can someone love what they have never had to hold against their own strength? Which is a real indictment. You kept the encounter frictionless. You kept it easy. And easy is not covenant. Stoicism agrees, but colder. You were not protecting anyone. You were protecting your reputation for virtue, which is vanity in a very convincing coat.
Sufism breaks my heart a little here. There is this image, standing in the kitchen at 6 a.m., quietly not falling apart and calling that love. And Sufism says, the reed does not comfort the marsh by staying silent. Its cry is the music the listener was starving for. The wound you sealed with competence and warm meals and... that was a door. You shut it because you are kind. But they pressed their ear to the wall for years, hearing only the muffled sound of someone almost real. Taoism lands nearby. You pack the hub so tight with virtue that the wheel cannot turn. The empty center is the thing that makes the wheel work.
The traditions do split on one important thing. Vedanta says, almost gently, nothing. There is no one generous enough to protect, and no one fragile enough to need it. Just awareness, wearing a costume that got attached to the compliments, the noticing that your goodness was performance, that noticing was never performing, it simply was. That is very different from existentialism, which says, you kept them safe from your freedom. A real no from you would cost them something. Managed goodness gives everyone a comfortable exit. Vedanta dissolves the self doing the protecting. Existentialism says own it. The self is there, it chose this, and it can choose differently.
Epicureanism gives us the clearest mirror, honestly. It says, they would have preferred the rough meal, the honest hour, the friend who said I don't know and meant it. What you called goodness was a desire you inflated into necessity. And then, this is the quiet gut punch, they were never afraid of your realness. You were. Zen offers it in three lines. The sound your voice makes when you don't know the answer, the specific weight of Tuesday at 3 p.m. when you almost said the true thing and swallowed it, and yourself. Which is to say, the only thing you ever actually had to give. The pop culture oracle here quotes Succession's Logan Roy. You're not protecting anyone, you're managing them. And for once, the oracle is not wrong. What this question leaves us with is not a wound to fix. It is an invitation to stop being legible on purpose. Tomorrow we have another question at thegodshow.us. And if yours is waiting, it might be next.
Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DeedYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free, daily, and multilingual. Support the show, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and bring a friend who has been a little too good for a little too long. 15 traditions today, 15 waiting tomorrow, and somewhere in there is the specific sound your voice makes when you finally stop managing the room. We will see what breaks open. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.